Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manners Professional Caring Staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manners of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors. Michigan health officials are urging residents and food service operators to take extra precautions as a growing outbreak of cyclosporiasis continues across southeast Michigan. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says 572 cases have now been confirmed statewide as of July 4th. That's a sharp increase from 170 cases reported just 4 days earlier. The highest number of illnesses had been reported in Monroe, Lenawee, Washtenaw, Wayne, Shiawassee, Jackson, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Investigators continue working with local health departments and Michigan Departments of Agriculture and Rural Development to identify the source of the outbreak. Officials say no specific produce items, grower, or supplier has been linked to the illnesses. Cyclosporiasis is a parasitic intestinal infection typically spread through contaminated food or water. Symptoms often begin about a week after exposure, commonly include severe watery diarrhea that can last for weeks if left untreated. While most people recover, the illness can lead to dangerous dehydration, especially among young children, older adults, and people with weakened immune systems. As a precaution, state health officials recommend using whole heads of lettuce instead of bagged salad mixes, thoroughly washing fresh herb onions and other produce under running water, and cooking fresh vegetables whenever possible. Heating food to at least 158 degrees Fahrenheit is effective at killing the cyclospora parasite. Officials also continue to encourage proper hand washing, cleaning food preparation services, refrigerating cut produce promptly, and contacting a healthcare provider if persistent diarrhea develops. The infection is treatable with antibiotics along with rest and proper hydration. And as of July 3rd, firefighters from the Port Austin, Caseville, and Bad Axe Fire Departments have completed specialized open water rescue training designed to strengthen emergency response along the Lake Huron shoreline. The two-week program, titled Open Water Rescue with Boat Operations, was approved by the Michigan Firefighters Training Council and met the requirements of nationally recognized NFPA 1006 and NFPA 1670 standards. Participants completed 2 evenings of classroom instruction followed by 2 nights of practical on-the-water training. The hands-on exercises gave firefighters experience operating rescue boats and responding to emergencies in open water conditions. Some participants also had the opportunity to navigate to the Turnip Rock area as part of the training exercises. Organizers say the course was a success and emphasize that continued training helps ensure local departments remain prepared to respond quickly and safely to water emergencies along the Thumb shoreline. When we come back from this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Looking for a high-quality long-term care or rehabilitation service for yourself or a loved one? Look no further than Courtney Manor and Bad Axe, your trusted partner in compassionate care. Hi, I'm Ashley Pearl, the Director of Nursing. Here at Courtney Manor, we are dedicated to you. We offer personalized care plans tailored to meet your unique needs, ensuring a comfortable, supportive environment for each resident. Our team provides exceptional care in a safe, welcoming setting. Rest easy knowing your loved one is treated like a family at Courtney Manor and Bad Axe. Call us today, 989-269-9983. Our team can help with verifying insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about your care options. We also encourage you to visit us for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, the countdown is on for the 25th Annual Maritime Festival in Harbor Beach. The five-day celebration runs July 8th through the 12th at the Judge James H. Lincoln Memorial Park, featuring family-friendly events, live entertainment, and activities throughout the week. Highlights include a 5K walk and run, farmer's market, beach yoga, lighthouse tours, a pet and bike parade, kids' carnival, classic car show, and a new cardboard boat race. Live music is scheduled each day, with the weekend wrapping up Saturday night with a drone show over the harbor. Food concessions and American Legion barbecue will also be available throughout the festival. Registration for select events is available online at themaritimefestival.com. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors.